You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
We may think we end conversations by just saying bye or see ya, but usually there is much more to it than that.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hey, Ann.
Hello.
And it's hard to imagine that there could be much more to a simple bye or see ya, so enlighten us.
What I want to focus on is the routinized part of everyday conversation. And even the most interesting conversations, there is often a routine to how they start and how they end. Let's start with openings. This will feel, I think, fairly obvious to most of us. There are words that we use to open conversation, like we just did. Hi. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey. Yo. What up? All of those work. And sometimes there is a question there, like, hi, how are you? Now, of course, what's tricky about how are you is if it is actually just designed as a routine opening, you need to answer in a routine way.
I actually just had this conversation with a coworker. That's what always trips me up. I'm tempted to answer honestly, but if I do, it just creates an awkward situation and it totally throws the conversation for a loop.
That's exactly right, because if it was meant to just open things up so we could talk about something else, like, hey, how are you? And you say, fine, how are you? And I say, fine, and then we can talk about something else. But if I say, hey, how are you? And you say, well, actually, well,
there's the conversation, yeah.
Now we have been derailed by having a real conversation about how you are, which could be great, but may not have been what that question was about. So that's openings. I'm actually really interested in closings because they are delicate, or at least they can be delicate. And one of my favorite descriptions of closings of conversations is that they are a negotiation to silence. And when you think of it that way, you think, oh, that's why they're hard, is that you have to get to the point where everybody can stop talking. Certainly easier if you are actually physically leaving or you can hang up the phone. Harder if you're, for example, on an airplane and you want to stop talking to the person next to you and you still have to sit there. So when we think about this as a way to get to closing, it seems like maybe you should just be able to say, okay, I'm out. But in fact, that's not what we do a lot of the time. We start with a kind of pre-closing, something like, well, I should probably get going. And what might you say to that?
Yeah, it's getting kind of late, isn't it?
And then I might do something like, yeah, so. And then you might say, well. And I say, okay. And then you say,
all right.
I hope I'll see you soon. We do this. We don't even notice that we're doing it, although now everyone's going to notice that they're doing this. It is to make sure often that everyone is done talking. So we have these little turns that sort of establish we're getting ready to close. And in case there's anything you need to say to me before we get done, I'm making that space for you. And we noticed in the early days with things like Instant Messenger, you would see this on Instant Messenger as well, that because people would actually close, unlike texting where we're having conversations that just go on day after day after day, when you actually had to close, you would get people doing those turns in writing where they were saying, well, okay, talk to you later, okay, bye. And I have to say, I have a friend who closes on the phone much more abruptly than I'm ever anticipating. So I'm doing my pre-closing like, well, I should probably get going. And she'll go, okay, bye. And I'm left holding the phone thinking, but I wasn't ready to stop yet.
Well, I'm going to be very direct. Anne, have you said all of the things that you need to say?
Yes.
Is it okay if I close?
Yes.
All right. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.